to Adonai, Lemechum Shaku, and Mary.
Amen.
One more niggun to wake up. Okay. So we're going to be learning today. We're going to be learning today a very, very strong piece, very special piece that it's a little bit different than what we usually do with the actual just pieces on Shabbos itself. But because it's Shabbos Zachor, I wanted to take the opportunity and really dig deep into what this Shabbos is all about. And we're going to do it through a piece of one of the previous Slonim Rabbis. But first of all, today is. Is today your grandfather's yahrzeit, Shachar? What was his name?
Reuven ben Avram.
Reuven ben Avram. So Lilui Nishmat, Reuven ben Avram. Have you guys met Shachar yet?
Yes.
No, have you met Shachar? Everyone met Shachar? Okay. Shachar's a missing piece in our puzzle. The puzzle has not been shalim. Shachar just made Aliyah. He left Golus. Chevre, I'm going to say it again. Shachar just made Aliyah. He left. He made it out, which is no simple zach. No simple zach. And he made it out to us. So we're very, very, very lucky. We're very blessed. Baruch Hashem. And today is your grandfather's yahrzeit. So Lilui Nishmas again, say the name. Reuven ben
Avram.
And we continue to also learn in memory of Brent's Ima, Zelda,
Rezel
Baz Meir Chaim. Neshama should have Nili as well. Boys, the most dangerous midah we could have is being tired. It's an unbelievable thing. We see this all over the PSS now. This midah of atzlus, of shena, of being kvetchi, of just feeling like I've seen it all. I've seen it all already. I've felt it all. I've seen it all. I've done it all. Is one of the worst midot in the world. It's the source of kimat everything that's bad. The PSS narrates in Bnei Machshava Tova that when a person doesn't go that extra mile in whatever he needs to go through in life, it's because he's convinced himself in the name of Kedusha that it's better off for him to not exert himself. But really the source of that is actually just the midah of atzlut, of atzlanut, and being tired. That's the midah of it, being tired. So with having said that in mind, I want to give us this is a strong dosage of waking up for Shabbos Zachar. And this is from the Birkas Avram. This is one of the previous Lonomer Rebbe's. And we should be a big schluss for us right now to take advantage of this. Because Shabbos Zachar is a loud Shabbos. And there's a lot of loud pieces. But we're doing something right now that's helping us listen to how loud it is and hopefully allow it to penetrate inside and wake up. If you look at the left column, Uvau chulam bivri siyachad. You see on page Reish Lamed Aleph. Right? You said that in front of you? Reish Lamed Aleph. Uvau chulam bivri siyachad. Na'ase v'nishma amru ke'echad. Everyone came together in one covenant and they said together, Na'ase v'nishma. Upaschu ve'anu Hashem echad. And they opened up and said, a God is one. Baruch ha'naisen l'yayiv koach. Where do we do this from? Huh? Zmiras. Zmiras, right? Mm-hmm. Zmiras Shabbos, right? So, it's an interesting, you ever think about these words? Uvol chulam evis yachad. Everyone came together in one covenant. Na'ase v'nishma amru kechad. By coming together, a na'ase v'nishma happened. Then they opened their mouth, and what happened? Upatchu ve'anu Hashem echad. And then it says, blessed is the one that gives the kvetchis and the shlufsters koyach to wake up. That's the lashon. Baruch ha'nasen l'yayit koach. Interesting lesson. Ma kesher between feeling like you're waking up and coming together to be able to say Na'ase v'nishma like one people. Now listen to this. Kevan shebau kulam bivis yachad ki'ish echad belev echad Na'ase v'nishma amru ke'echad ufaschu v'anu Hashem echad. Kmo she'nemar b'kabbalah satorah v'yichan sham Yisrael neged ahar lashon yechid belev echad ki'ish echad. Everyone knows that the Torah uses a very interesting word when it comes to how we approached Har Sinai in singular form, Vayichan. Rashi tells us, like with one heart as one people. And therefore, right afterwards, we were zochet for Kabbalat the Torah. Because we showed up not alone. We didn't say, I'm going to show up and do my thing and receive the Torah. Then you're going to show up and do your thing and receive the Torah. And then he's going to show up and do his thing and receive the Torah. We somehow understood that if we don't show up together to receive the Torah, there will be no Torah. There will be no Torah. Chen haya b'kriyas yamsuf. The same thing happened when we crossed the Red Sea. Kedeita baruchayim ha-kadosh ala pasuk ashira la-Hashem sheneemar bilishon yachid. Right? The same thing when it comes to we all sang together. Right? Ashira la Hashem. I will sing to Hashem. What do you mean, I will sing? You should say, we will sing. There was no we. It was just I. Everyone was just the same aspect of Ke'ish Echad Belev Echad happened again when we crossed the Red Sea because we realized, if he doesn't cross the Red Sea, I'm not crossing the Red Sea either. If he's, like, you know, Reb Shlomo used to do this after Rosh Hashanah. I said it one year in shul. I hope we have the chutzpah to do it in our first Rosh Hashanah, in our Migdash Mat. After, you know how it says in the Machzor, when you finish Leil Rosh Hashanah, the first night, right? So it says, then it says, okay, after Yigdal or Adonai Olam, it says, okay, now every person turns to the next person and wishes them L'shana Tova Tichadeh, right? It's so shallow. It's like, okay, what do you do now? Oh, you should be blessed and granted a sweet new year. Like, it's got to be more than that, right? So Reb Shlomo said that one year in the Moshav, in the early years, after davening, this took hours, but he had everyone look the other person in the eye and said, I bless you to be signed and sealed in a year, in the book of life, filled with good and sweetness and everything like that, right? But they added one more line, and if you're not going to be sealed in that book, I'm not interested in being sealed, signed in that book either. I mean, that's Vayichan Sham. That's Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ha'ar. It's also Ashir Lashem Ki Ga'aga. And now he's going to take it a step further. What else is it? It's really Purim also.
Last night, Rav Shippel's son-in-law, Vinny, explained that the Echad has the same mantra as Ahava. And so, like, you can't, when you really have true love for somebody else, you become.
This is one, nachon.
But we learn it from Moshe.
Moshe Rabbeinu is the quintessential dugma of that bracha. If you're not going to be sealed in this book in life, I'm not interested in being a mechani na misifra chashek. I'm not interested in Rabbeinu Shleilam. Moshe Rabbeinu says it's very good. Because he was the master of Echad. He's master of Echad. So listen to this. Vayedeze zachu lehashra'at ruach ha-kodesh aleihem v'amru shira. That they merited to have Ruach HaKodesh hover upon them, and they started singing when they realized, if this person's not crossing the Red Sea, I'm not interested in crossing the Red Sea either. I'm not interested in it. Ze lo ma'anyen oti. Right? I'm not interested in it. Now, to be able, you have to understand, to be able to really say that, you realize what kind of like love has to be in the room? You realize what kind of love there has to be in the room? To be able to say to someone else, If you're not going to experience this goodness that I'm about to experience right now, it really won't be shalom for me. You have to really believe in those words to say such a thing. That's a very, very, it's a high level, but it's so beautiful. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu, when he says Mechenina, he's not saying that because he's thinking, you know, one day people are going to read Chumash, and they're going to read how much I was willing to give up of my life. And they're going to think, Gevalt, that was such a Gevalt, because they're going to read that I was willing to wipe my name out of Hashem. Mapitom, he was with every single word of that. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, we only got the Torah because we really did believe that if you're not going to be part of this, I don't want to be part of this either. Like, we mamish believed that. That wasn't something that was a good void. We mamish believed that. Same thing with the Amsuf, and he's going to say over here in a second, same thing as Purim, but here he says an amazing thing. When I go into the zone of saying it has to happen to you too, Zachu lehashras Ruach HaKodesh. The Slonim says here, then you get a shtickle of Ruach HaKodesh and you start speaking and singing on a completely different level. Not to get into Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah right now, and there is a differentiation between the two. Reb Tzadok goes into this, explains the difference. But you're Zochet for something, you're Zochet for channeling from a much, much higher place, a much more beautiful place. Yeah,
I don't know if it makes a difference, but I don't think it's about the love that's in the room. I think it was about the chibur. When I was in the army, I didn't really love the guys, but we were connected in a way that it's this, you know, it was v'yichan. So I don't know how you make a distinction between the two.
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's a different interpretation of love. It's not love, I love you, I love you. It's we're in this. It's got to be love.
Yeah.
There's no way that kind of chibur doesn't have love in its shoresh. It's just manifest in a different way than yeah. They're both love, because it's echad there. So it has to be. Just a different time. Okay. But now, V'chen b'yemei Mordechai v'Esther. Kol ha'gzera ha'isa machmas ha'kitrug shehem am echad mefuzar u'mefurad. In Shemayim, how could it be, and there was never such a thing like this before, that all of Am Yisrael was going to be wiped out in one day? There was never, with all the decrees that we've had about us, there was never ever such an inyan that all of Yidin are going to be shechted on one day. How could it be? What was the kitru coming from? The Megillah tells us, mefuzar u'mefurad. In the beginning of the Megillah, we get a little of a hint what kind of pizur we had. It's not that we were spread out in different countries and we didn't have ways to connect to each other. Mefuzar u'mefurad means is that some Yidden heard that other Yidden ate by the Seudah Achashverosh. And they started thinking, how could they have eaten at the Seudah Achashverosh? And some Yidden think about that person's kashrus. And some people think about that other person's ashkafa. And all that garbage that has never gotten us anywhere. Never has, never will. Ever. That's Amalek. Haman has a klipa. Haman says, when you guys think like that, it's so beautiful. You give me such nachas ruach. It's exactly what I'm waiting. Ah. And he reads when he sees how us Yidden sometimes are so petty about another person's opinion about something. It's like, this is Geschmack. He lives in Facebook. He lives in social media. He lives in it. Every time someone says something, and he's like, this is going to be great. Again, mefuzar umefurad. It's unbelievable. So the kitrug, he says, the prosecution from Shamayim was saying, these Yidden don't trust each other's kashas. They don't trust each other at all. By the way, that's why in divine chokhmah, listen to this word, we learned this a few times. What's one of the things that Chazal instituted, the Chachamim instituted right after the story of Purim? That basically, you have to trust each other's kashrus. How? Shalach manas. Shalach manas. Yishloach manot.
People just looking at what extra did you bring?
What's that?
People looking what extra did you bring?
Right.
I mean, I used to live in Arnav, that was a real issue.
Hashem Yishmor. Yeah. Hashem
Yirachem.
No, Hashem.
My neighbors wouldn't eat whatever my wife
would. Hashem Yirachem. Hashem Yirachem. Haman shows up in one of the Dalet mitzvos hayom. Hashem Yirachem. So, Kevan. So what's the counter of Mefuzer u'Mefurad, Esther Amalka? The Kevan Shekimu Lech Knos et Kol HaYehudim. But she, what's her chap? Tells Mordechai, go, Knos. You got to bring everyone. This Mefuzer u'Mefurad is done. You bring them in. Shekol Yisrael Shavu v'nitachdu. All of Israel, Am Yisrael, came back and were one again. Zachu l'geula shel mechias Amalek. This is how he wiped out Amalek. This is how we knocked out the prosecution. The Akiras Avodazara. The Kimum Beratzan Mashakiblu Be'onas. And now, this is a beautiful way of understanding the Hadar Kibla Be'Me'achashverach. Now they finally accepted upon themselves and did Besimcha and from Ratzon what happened to them Be'onas. What is he referring to? Does anyone know? What does it mean what happened to them Be'onas? In a coercion? Huh? No, Har Sinai.
I mean, like
Kafa Alem Har Kegigis. Yeah, Har Kegigis, right? They're saying, okay, maybe back then the Torah was forced on us, but here I chose in Purim. I chose to say, I'm choosing this. I'm choosing. It's a vanafochu of a like a way it came down into the world. Like the Alter Rebbe says, this is a beautiful Torah in the Maimer Chaya. I think David Jerome began teaching it last Thursday night. Chayav inish lebesumi v'purei ad lo yada, that a person's obligated. That whole Torah, the Alter Rebbe says, maybe in Har Sinai, God like was you know forcing a mountain upon us, but in Purim we realized it wasn't that. It was that God was, you know, when you love someone so much and you hug them and you don't want to let go, that's what it really was. But they couldn't realize that until Purim, until they on their own said, I'm trusting this person's kashrus. I'm done with all this judging. I'm done with it. I'm never looking at someone's... That was the Kabrina says, that was the greatest chap, is that people didn't look at other people's hechsherim. Now, don't be Kleina Kopp and say, well, if I know someone that eats treif, but he gives me a piece of chazir, psh, I have a heter now, I'm Purim, I can eat it, because Chazal said, eat whatever. You don't understand what we're saying. Okay? Let's not be... Okay. וכן כל הזמנים שיהודים מתכנסים יחד לתפילה ולתורה בבתי כנסיות ובתי מדרשות. Every time you didn't get together for davening, for learning in shuls and base medrash, צריכים להיות לתכלית הזאת. It has to be for this purpose, שיבואו כולם להיות בברית יחד. That everyone will come together, like we say in the Zemer, ובאו כולם בברית יחד. We're all in this together. ובפרט בשבת קודש. Especially on Shabbos, when we come together and we're in a shul together, you have to have the kavana in mind that right now we're here to be able to say Nasa v'nishma again. Uvau chulam bevis yachad, Nasa v'nishma amru ke'echad. That's why I come together on Shabbos. So that if Hashem decided right now, I'm going to give you the Torah again, I'm right here. I'm ready. I'm here for this. This is what I'm here for. And we're all in this together. And if you're not going to give Him the Torah, Ribono Shleilam, with all the Moshe Rabbeinu Azaz Dikdusha, don't give me the Torah either. Ubifrat b'Shabbos Kodesh, sheKnesses Yisrael hi ben zugcha. Especially on Shabbos Kodesh, that the Knesset of Am Yisrael is the ben zug of Shabbos. It's like the soulmate of Shabbos is Knesses Yisrael, is Yidden coming together. Kema'amar Rabotenu HaKdushim, shema sheYehudim mitkantzim yachdav be'achdut halevavot. when Yidden come together, when their hearts are together, Zeu haben zug shel Shabbos lekabel hashpas haShabbos. This is the soulmate of Shabbos to receive the hashpa of Shabbos. Zochin al yedei zeh. Then you merit after that. Lenas v'nishma amru ke'echad ufatchu ve'anu Hashem echad lekabel ol malchut shamayim be'emes. To really receive upon ourselves the yoke of heaven. I got to tell you something. Some of you know this already, but it's okay to say this. I hope you all know how our inyan, what we're going through, you know, what we go through in Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to what's happening in outside of Eretz Yisrael, in terms of these kind of Torahs and everything, it's very, very different. We can't explain it. We can't explain it. Like last Shabbos, where I was, there was a lot of talk. There was an installation of a new rabbi. I told you guys this on Wednesday, and he's a zisa. It's very sweet. It's mamash l'shem shamayim. This guy, Hashem should really be matzliach his derech. The challenges that him and I face are completely different challenges. There was nothing to compare. Nothing. But one of the things I feel that here we have a chance to, even though for some strange reason, some people think it's different. I don't think it's, I actually see it very differently. I see that when we're here, and you really brought it out to me one time, like a few months after you moved here, like a half year after you moved here, I saw you like Erev Shabbos in the street. And you said to me, like, your whole taste of what it means to look at other Yidden has completely changed. And you took off your yarmulke. No. I don't mean chas v'shalom, he took off his yarmulke. I mean, for a second, for 2 seconds, he took off his yarmulke and he looked at it and he's like, does this really matter what color this thing is? But that's very hard. That's a very hard way to look. You have to be really need Eretz Yisrael Deka eyes to look at it. But without even going too much into it, and I don't want to go into it too much now, because I want to see this piece inside, this piece is so meredic. In order to mekabel ol malchut shamayim be'emes, what do you need? Do you need to be around 10 Jews that are halachically holding the same as you? Is that clear to you? Is that clear to everyone? Really? Last Shabbos, the shul that I was at, everyone walks to shul. Some from home, some from the parking lot. But there was achdus in there.
But they're there. They're there.
We have to realize that every time we get, this is what he's saying, uvo chulam bivris yachad. Every time we come together, we have a chance to mekabel the Torah again, to say again, Nasa benishma, amru ke'echad, ufaschu ve'anu, Hashem echad, and what's the chap here? The end. Baruch anoisen le'yoyev koach. The end is that when I have enough koach to look at other people and really, really just say, I'm so happy we're in this together, I get less tired. Baruch Hanosen Le'yayiv Koach, he's going to tell us. I actually get koach, I get strength. I get less shluffy. That's this whole chap. Now, what does Amalek come? Where does he come and attack us? Ve'ata ayef ve'yageya. You're tired. Nechshalim acharecha. You're schlepping in the back. Perfect. Beautiful. Uvo chulam bevis yachad is the counter attack. Mamash, to where Amalek comes and grabs you. When you're tired. How that happens, he's going to show us. Baruch Hanosen Le'yav Koach. Fourth line from the bottom. B'melchemes Amalek siv ve'ata ayev ve'yageya ve'lo yireh Elokim. V'chol kocho shel Amalek u'kmo shekosuv Haman, k'mo she'amar Haman, yeshno am echad mefuzer u'mefurad. The whole koach where Amalek has a way to show you is that you see how much Yidden have so many opinions about each other? No one trusts each other's kashas. No one trusts each other's hashgachas. Everyone's checks to see where's your smicha from. There's no trust. It's Haman's headquarters. Az, only then, yachol liot, vayavo amalek. Beautiful. Then, that's when I can come. Vayavo amalek.
You could say yashnu.
Huh? Yashnu amichad. Yachol. Nice, it's cute. Aval al yedei sheves achim bivisi achad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechonenam benosan leyayiv koach lirot yirei Elokim. But he says like this. This is the key of this whole piece. But through Sheves Achim Yachad, like right now, don't wait for the next time Yidden are together. That right now, in this room, there's trust between whoever's sitting right here, right now, in this moment. That I look at every person in this room, bless you, and I really trust that you are here because you want to be close to Hashem. And you are here because you're a Yid that has Yiras Shamayim, and you want to mekabel asmecha ol malchus Shamayim. In this room, we could prevent Amalek from coming in here, from completely removing doubt that I trust you enough. So what does he say over here? When that happens, Baruch HaNoisan Le'ayiv Koch. I get strong. I don't feel tired. And everyone feels tired these days. Everyone's always tired for a million reasons. But he's saying this one nekuda. This one point that he's saying, what's happening beneath you being tired, is that you don't really trust people, and you don't really feel that when we come together, you could say a mechenina, for instance, that you wouldn't really do that. But here, if we say sheves achim gam yachad, right now, in this room, and he says it in shuls, he says in batei medrash, he says that's really how it has to be. Every time you're in shul. Every time you're in a bais medrash. But every time you didn't get together, he says, you get so much koyach if you really, in that moment, say, here we are. If you brought us the Torah right now, you'd have a vayichan, Ribbono Shleinam. You'd have a ashira l'shan yachid, based on the Orach Chaim. Ashira l'shem ki goyga. You'd have the singular form. V'chein haya b'yimei Mordechai v'yester. Shebeyom Yud Gimel Boni Kalu Ayudim Yachda Vlamod al Nafsham Nisairu Alehem Yud Gimel Mechlin Derachme She Yuchlo Limchos Es Amalek. When they got together the way that they knew how to get together, they had the koyach at that moment to draw down the 13 attributes of mercy on Am Yisrael to wipe out Amalek. Remember the word from Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu we said a few years ago? What's the lashon of Esther Amalka? She says, "V'tzumu alai ve'al tochlu ve'al tishdu shlosh eskemin laila v'yom." Remember, okay, this is important. I think that this ties in beautifully. The lashon Esther Amalka says, she says, "V'tzumu alai, fast over me," and then she says, "Al tochlu ve'al tishdu, don't drink and don't eat." Didn't she just say, "Fast for me, v'tzumu alai"? Right? You understand the pasuk? "V'tzumu alai, fast for me." And don't eat and don't drink. But what's the fasting on? He says, it's fasting, tani's dibur. If you really, really, really want to mevata the gzera, if you're able to hold back from saying one bad thing about a yid this week, these and Bayester Amalka, it wasn't like we have a, how long is the fast? 13 hours? How long is the fast? Much good. 12 and a half hours, because it was, how long? It was 3 days, right? So for 3 days, can you imagine? For 3 days, that means really from Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's really a week of like, I am going to trust you, and even if it seems to me that like, I would never do what they may be doing, I can't afford anymore to have these chashash on who they really, I can't. I have to love them, I have to trust them. And that's the tiniest dibur that Mordechai Eliyahu says precedes the, because basically the day of Purim, what are we saying? We're speaking a lot. There's a lot of back and forth. There's Mikra Megillah. There's all these different words going to be said, Bikidusha. But if it could be before that, a few days of really trusting ourselves that the world will still exist if we hold back from saying bad things about Yidden, and everything will be okay, and our children's chinuch will still be okay, and everything will be okay, we have a chance. They brought this onto them with these days of bringing down Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim, so they can wipe out Amalek. וכאשר יושבים בשבס אחים גם יחד, בשבס קודש, בעצם he's talking about שבס בכלל, but בפרט שבס זכר. When you didn't get together on שבס, צריך כל אחד לסלק מליבו כל טינה על חברו. You know what a טינה is, right? You get rid of it. And this, we've been speaking about in this year for about 6 weeks, besides last Friday. The Maimar from Tzvi Meir about the Midah of Kas that shows up right on Friday afternoon, and if it comes into Shabbos, Hashem Yirachim. If you can, and do all the tactics he said to us, to remove any tina, any grudge you have against anyone, ve'af b'mile dishmaya, and even when it comes to heavenly matters, צריך לדעת שלכל אחד יש אסכל כבבוד עשה שם. You have to understand, he's doing his thing. Stop looking at him. Just stop looking at him. Don't be so scared that the way that he's serving Hashem, which seems a little odd to you, is going to bring down the world. Just let him be. Hashem will take care of him if it's off. Like Reb Nosson said, let's make sure we're machmir on every single mitzvah besides one. Which mitzvah did Reb Nosson say it's okay to not be machmir on lechatchila? He says, after we figured all the rest of those out, then the mitzvah of rebuke, I'll take on. Rav Nosson said, I love that. Because Azamra, the Torah of Azamra, basically makes you feel like, well, what about the mitzvah of rebuke? There's a mitzvah in the Torah. Right? Rav Nosson says, let's worry about everything else. And then if you still have koyach after that, to worry about, we'll get back to that later. And then it'll be really l'shem shemayim. ואף במילי דשמיה צריך לדעת שלכל אחד יש חלקו בעבודת השם. ומניין לא לדעת חלקו של חברו. ומעמודו בעבודת השם. How do you know where this person is holding in עבודת השם? You know, I can't stand that. When people look at someone and say, wow, they think they're able to learn that. They think they're on the level to wear that. One guy, I couldn't believe this. One guy a few years ago at a simcha came up to me and says, I can't daven by you. I said, why? He's like, all these guys wearing gartels. I said, what are you talking about? He said, do you know what it used to be to put on a gartel back in the day? Yeah, all these guys just flying on gartels left and right. I said to him, oh, I'm so sorry. I said to him, I'm so sorry. He said, yeah, I know. I'm like, no. You don't know what I'm talking about. I'm so sorry for you. I'm not sorry that they're putting on gartels. But what's the Indian? Don't worry. Don't worry. What are you, crazy? How do you know what this person needs right now to get into? Ma ze mishane lecha? Ma achpat lecha? Would you rather this person not be into davening? Like, what's your Indian? Ma achpat lecha? Let him do his thing. Let him do his thing. And if his thing bothers you so much, you have to do a big bdika into what is really your thing. Because it can't be that this person putting on a gartel is going to actually make you feel like you can't be, it's mishuga. But even when it comes to, oh, that person's learning that sefer, oh, he's doing that. Just stop. Just stop. It's not your business. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Ve'az tzarich li'isbate l'chavero, l'chaverav. Now, this is interesting. Maybe if there were 60 people, it'd be easier to say this Torah in the room right now. Because batal b'shishim, right? So if he's saying, but even, I would say he's even saying batal b'minyan, or batal b'chavrusa, I don't know, whatever it is. He says, once that's established in the room and there's enough trust, sink into it, mevata yourself completely. It's safe. Don't worry. Safe ground here. Everything's going to be okay.
Everything you've described to this point in time, you're describing what happens to us on Shabbat, the Shabbat David.
Amen, amen, and hopefully it should happen also Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But it's okay. Shabbos is Mekor HaBracha. That's okay.
Being tired, and where the days of the week on Shabbat get re-strengthened.
Nachon.
So this is what happens to me on Shabbat, where we're inspired and we're strengthened to deal with the
absolutely
tiredness.
Absolutely. That means you basically sleep only like 3 hours Friday night, right?
That's beside the point.
Ve'az tzarich li'isbata l'chaverov. So then, I can mevatel myself in the chabura, in the chevra that I've established with, right? Then I can just be like, it's safe. It's safe for me now to be like, wow, it's really okay that I'm nobody. It's really okay that I'm nothing. That's cool. Verak al yedei shemitbatel leKnesset Yisrael yachol lekabel mehem. But he's saying a gevalt thing. Only when you mevatel yourself to the chevra that you came to do a bris together with, can you actually receive from them. Meaning, as long as you still feel like this is my gig, I'm not so sure about you, there's nothing you can receive from the other person. Because your tsinor, your pipeline is completely clogged. But once you have bittul amongst a chevra, you could actually receive from them also what they have to offer to you. And instead of, how could he be learning that? What is he learning? What is he learning? Instead of, how could he be learning it? What is he learning? What is he into? What is he thinking of? What is his inyan when he does that or doesn't do that? It's a beautiful thing. Then the gates of mukablin dein min dein, of receiving from each other, are wide open. And I'm telling you, Chevra, I've learned so much, so many new things about a million things just by, you know, sitting with you guys and learning here, being in shul. Like just learning so many inyanim. It's such a beautiful thing when that's the way, when there's enough love and trust in the room, and you can just get so much more. It's an unbelievable thing. V'rak al yedei shemitbatel leKnesset Yisrael yochol lekabel me'em. Ki hayochid kshele'atzmo harei yada inish benafshei shu arei lev u'bivchinas bal mum hapasul lekorban. When you're all alone, at a certain point, you stop feeling like you're the greatest tzaddik in the world. Because you start realizing there's a blemish in my korban. I'm an orel lev. Orel lev means an uncircumcised heart. Heart of stone. I got nothing going on. When I'm alone, I could actually begin at a certain point. When I feel that, I like, well, there's nothing I can do about it either. Shafilu im rotze li yiskarev li yos korban al gdush ha-shmo yizbarach. That even if he wants to come close and be a korban to Hashem, to sacrifice himself on Hashem's names, kamo she bekriyat shma sheyudi tzorich lekabel atmo dalad mitos al kedusha shmo yizbarach. Just like it says, you know, when kriyat shma, and we once learned this, Rabbi Elimelech of Lizhansk, because this whole thing you have to do, we have to be mekabel upon yourself right now, that you would, and the PSS did this in Bnei Machshava Tova, you would jump into a furnace for the name of God's sake, for kiddush shmo. And you actually have to be burning. That's be a burning thing inside of you. When you go like this, Shema Yisrael, why is it such a moment of dveikus? Because you have to mekabel on yourself, and the PSS and it says, visualize it. That if you had to, because of the gimel inyonim of Yeharagu Bal Yavor, that you would do it. You go like this, you go so deep into it, and you have to be muchan at that moment to give your life for Hashem and make yourself a korban. But what do we know about korbanos? Great timing, Pashas Vayikra. A korban that has a mum can't be mukrav, can't be brought up, can't be sacrificed. So you want to be a gevalt, you're on fire. I don't know about that guy's heksher. You have a mum inside of you. Your sacrifice can't go onto the altar. Even if you want to do something really holy at that moment, you can't. There's a mum in your korban. You can't bring that korban to Hashem. You're on fire, you and God. The private sessions, the intimate sessions. Sorry. If your intimacy with God has a little bit of like, well, I can't, you know, there because of him and what he's doing, there's a mum in your korban. Pashut. Intimacy, don't misunderstand me. Of course you have to be intimate with Ribono Shel Olam. But that should have nothing to do with anybody else.
Where we close our eyes for Shema?
For a split second. There's nobody else in the world. But then if you open them again and you're like, okay, now I'm ready to ve'ahavta, okay. Ve'ahavta Hashem lekecha, hopefully. So you know what they used to say about korbanos that had a mum? They would go up the keves on the Yizbeach and it would start to like yeah, to the side. It wouldn't be able to go up. Also, they say that if your korban wasn't coming belev shalem, the korban itself would sense it. And instead of going up the ramp, it would kind of like be like, and then they knew, oh, this is not happening. Hare baal mum lo yerotza le korban. Aval, we're almost finished. Kshebao kulam bivris yachad. But when everyone comes together, bivris yachad, umisbata le kinesas Yisrael, and I am completely absorbed. I don't like to say nullified. I don't even know what that means. Absorbed is a better context here, I think. I become absorbed into this concept called I'm part of Nishmas Am Yisrael. I'm part of the soul of Am Yisrael. Like when Rev Weinberger came to us and told us the story about the original Rebbe when he would dance, and he was dancing with a certain kavana. And they saw that he was like going down and going up. Going down and going up. Remember the story? And I asked him afterwards, why were you, like when you were dancing amongst us, why were you going down and going up? So he says, Maha mikveh mitares atmeim. Afa kadosh baruch hu mitares Yisrael. Because when you go into a mikveh, you go in and out, right? And being amongst Yidin besimcha is like a mikveh. You become absorbed in the water. You're misbatel in the water. You're misbatel in the mikveh. That's Knesset Yisrael. That's what it should be. But if there's someone in the water that you think, why is he wearing a gartel? You could dunk 5,000 times. You have no mikvah. You're not pure. It doesn't do anything to you. There's no pure. You're going in with, it's a tovel v'sheretz biyado. Mamish. It's a tovel v'sheretz biyado. So therefore, he continues and he says, Aval kshabau chulam b'vis yachad. This is what he's saying. When you go into that mikveh with trust, this mikveh called Knesset Yisrael, and you absorb yourself in the klal, you know what you get? Koyach Elyon. You get a higher, supreme strength that you can't explain. Baruch Hanoisan Le'ayev Koach. Baruch Hanoisan Le'ayev Koach. V'yochol Lisrape Mimumav. Here is how you heal yourself from your blemishes, the lamul orlas levavo, and to become what I had Toby tell people in New York, that famous Shabbos, to become professional cardiac circumcisers. This is what we do. Well, looking for profession, and I moved to Eretz Yisrael. Well, we have a great thing. We offer a school for the Academy of Cardiac Circumcision. What? I said that a few times this last week in Baltimore. I thought it was my sugar. What do you guys do there? Like, it's whatever, it's a whole Indian. Al derech, just like was, when did we do professional cardiac circumcision? Al derech shaya b'mamad ar Sinai. Now look what he says here, this is so deep. What happened in Mamad ar Sinai? We trusted each other, there was a vayichan, there was an echad, there was an ahava, and then what's the result? Shekol bali mumin nisrapu. That anyone that had a blemish was healed. Rashi tells us right there in the parasha. Anyone that was limping stopped limping. Anyone that was deaf could hear. The blind could start seeing. Because when that exists amongst uval chum bevis yachad, and it's for real, he says physical blemishes can become healed. Even physical blemishes can become healed. I once asked someone if they believe that. Like, do you really believe? There's a minion of people that mamish trust each other and would toivel into each other's arms, kivyochol, as a mikvah, that they would physically be healed. And he said to me, if I don't believe that, then any word that I learn in the Torah is meaningless. I have to believe that. I have to believe that. We could start telling over like cool Hasidic Shemaiselach right now, but I'm much more interested in modern day, you know, modern day attempts to really go there and see what could happen. I'm just saying, I've witnessed your cough go away a few times in the Ukraine.
Yeah.
Or Russia, whatever. Vezel Maimar Akasov. Now look how he ends off here. This is an amazing thing. Zel Mamar Akasuv. Ve'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elekecha She'el Me'imach. It's a famous Chassidish word. When does this happen? Ve'ata Yisrael, when does this pasuk happen? Ve'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elekecha She'el Me'imach. Ki'im le'yira also. Anyone know what parsha? I believe it's Vayeschanan. It's right there. Vayeschanan or Ekev, I think. Ve'ata Yisrael, ma Hashem elakecha Hashem imach. What is God after the whole shebang? After all these years in the desert, after receiving the Torah, Kriyas Yamsuf, after experiencing so many things in life, after everything you and I have gone through, what is Hashem asking of you? So the Pasuk continues to have Yira. But Chassidus says, no. Ma, the word ma, is what Hashem is asking of you to tune into. Now, what does the word ma mean? What? Va'anachnu ma. What are we? We're nothing. The word ma is always the word of bittul. Va'anachnu ma. What are we? Now look what he does. Ba'ata Yisrael ma Hashem alakecha she'ol me'imach. She'shol me'imach. The only thing God is asking of you is rak the bechina of ma. He ha'isbatlut. Bless you. All God is asking of you, sheyeda shehu be'atzmo klum, to know that you on your own, Baruch Hashem, you're a nobody. Ve'isbatel l'knesset Yisrael, and you mitbatel to Knesset Yisrael. Ve'al yidei zeh, baruch hanosen le'yayev koach. Through this, blessed is the one that gives, the one that's so tired of pretending that on his own he could conquer the world, and he's mevatel that whole thingy, to him, he's been so tired, but now he came b'vris yachad, I'm giving him koach. Baruch hanosen le'yayev, yeah, you're tired. It gets very tiring thinking that you can conquer the world on your own because you don't need anybody. And that it's not worth trusting other people. It's safer. Shakadosh Baruch Hu nosen lo koach. Bezoche lebechinas chochma. And then, Hashem, what does it mean that Hashem gives you koach, that you feel strong? In Yiddishkeit, to get koach, it means to be a bal kop, to get a brain, to have mochin. That's what he says. The word chochma in Hebrew is koach ma, the strength that you receive from realizing that it's so much better being a nobody. Okay, I have to share this came up in my heart as we were learning this last piece. Certain things that you can only really, really see when you really let yourself just fall and be in the lowest place in the world. Yesterday, I spent a few hours with this, I don't have it here, but with someone that Hashem chose to be probably the biggest shliach in Eretz Yisrael today. I remember when I was hanging out with Matisyahu back in the day, I asked him a very stupid question. I did tshuva on it yesterday. I asked him, this is like 2007 or 2006, and I mean, he was, you know, full on like a chassid, and he's having the whole world saying we want Mashiach now. It's like, it was really like, you remember, guys, I mean, there was really this energy in there, like, wow, this really never happened before. I was walking down the street with him in Yerushalayim, and I said to Matis, what, how does it feel like to, like, for some reason God chose you to be the biggest shliach in the world? That was not the right question to ask him. It wasn't good afterwards. Like, this is not right. So in Eretz Yisrael, you all know the biggest shliach mamash. I didn't realize this till recently. Is the singer Hanan Ben Ari? He's the biggest. I didn't realize it till my children, till my daughter. Anyway, like I shared with you guys, he's the one that helped fund it and put out this latest sefer of Reb Shlomo's Parish on Vayikra Mamidbar that we just put out. So I was sitting by his studio yesterday in Tel Aviv, and because I brought him the new sefer. That was beautiful. And he asked, I thought I was just going to come in for like 10 minutes because he's kind of busy, and I was frankly had to go somewhere else also. But he made me stay for 2 hours, and there was a few, he took me to a side room there in the studio. He dims the lights and he plays. He's like, I want to play for you some of these new songs. They're all based on Reb Shlomo's Torah, by the way. It's insane. Like, he has a new song he played for me called Lemala Lemala. What's that? Higher and higher. But it's in here, it's called Lemala Lemala. Now, in this song, Lemala Lemala, he has a vort there, the deepest vort, and it's this. He says, Lemala Lemala, אבל יש דברים שרק רואים מלמטה למטה. That there's only, there's certain things you can't see למעלה. You can only see them being like this, למטה, למטה, looking up. That's the only way you could see certain things, right? Started crying. I was just so... Hashem knows what every door needs. He needs people to listen to these lyrics. All Yidden to listen to words that make them think, that resonate, that make them think very deeply about their Metzias today. And I was about to say to him, תגיד לי, סתם בא לי לשאול אותך, איך זה להיות השליח הכי גדול? I was like, no, תשובה, I'm not asking those questions. Last time that, a few months after I asked that question, I wouldn't have asked that question back then. I'm not saying anything. But באמת, when you're able to מקבל, that only when you're really למטה, you can see, like, למעלה, Hashem gives you חוכמה, which is the koyach that comes from מה. So again, when you're saying a Zemer this Shabbos, Uvau chulam bivris yachad, Nasa v'nishma amru ke'echad, that is the anti-Amalek, because Haman is, Yeshno am echad, mefuzar u'mefurad libein ha'amim. Ufaschu ve'anu, and you open up your mouth, and you all together will say, Hashem echad. And then what happens to each individual? Baruch hanosen layoef koyach. So we should get a lot of koyach this Shabbos by the Shabbos Achim Gam Yachad, by being together, by realizing we come together to create the opportunity for another Har Sinai, if Hashem wanted it to happen, to be able to happen, because he'll see there are people here that are Vayichan. There are people here of Ashira L'Hashem Ki Goga. And obviously, when that's there, Amalek has no entry into the room. We should be zeichet it, Bezrat Hashem, this Shabbos. Amen. Okay, shkoyach everyone. Good Shabbos. Oh, yeah. We're go- say it.
Say it.